This is Mark Steiner. We are starting a new segment here with Rose Aguilar, our colleague who's host of Your Call Radio on KALW in San Francisco, up at contributor Al Jazeera and more. And a look, so we look around the country at what's going on with protests and social movements that the press doesn't cover and we don't hear about. And Rose, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Mark.
How are you?
I'm good. So, there's so much going on. I'm really glad we are going to do this new segment.
Me too. And I am too. And so tell me first, what inspired you to do this segment? How did this come to you to want to do this?
Well, I always focus on undercovered issues and trying to give people a voice who aren't in the national media. And I often hear people, very high-profile people, say, why is everyone asleep? Why is everyone apathetic? And I hit my head against the wall because I say, well, we don't have millions of people in the streets, but we've got pockets of actions across the country, and those really account for something, and they don't get covered. I mean, if you're the Tea Party, you're going to get a ton of coverage. If you're Freedom Works, the conservative group that was run by Dick Armey, you'll get a ton of coverage. But if you're shutting down a pipeline or doing a vigil in Florida for 24 hours a day for 24 days, which is happening right now, you're not going to get much coverage. I mean, you will get it in the local media because that's how I find these things. The local media do a pretty good job of covering these, but the national media don't. And in order for things to escalate, people have to know what's going on. So there's this false sense that people are asleep, they don't care. It's just that we're just not hearing about these actions, and they're not happening in the millions like we see in Europe, for example, or in Egypt or in Tunisia.
But they are everywhere. That's why it's important for people like here in Baltimore who turned up by the hundreds to protest development money going to people instead of developers instead of going to poor people's communities. You start off you were writing to me about what happened in Richmond, California around the Chevron refinery.
Yeah, on Saturday, more than 200 people were arrested outside of this refinery. And last year at this time, there was a massive explosion. The sky was completely dark. It was very strange. It was like a movie. And more than 15,000 people had to go to the hospital for respiratory problems. And people were told to stay inside, don't come outside. The city of Richmond just sued Chevron, accusing the corporation of placing profits and executive pay over public safety. And this is a really good statistic from the lawsuit, which didn't get much attention. The suit said that Chevron paid $52 million to compensate their top three executives in 2011 alone, and they've agreed to pay a $2 million fine for the fire. I mean, Richmond is a fairly poor area, and a lot of people have been really hurt by this fire. Gardens were ruined. I mean, people have major health issues because they're living right by this refinery. And so the activists wanted to raise awareness of the fire, Chevron's business practices, the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, there's so much, right? And alternative energy.
And you also wrote about, we talked very early in this program today about this being the anniversary of the beginning of the American war against the Nez Perce. And the Nez Perce tribe is rising up in Idaho. You said 150 people arrested. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so they just blocked delivery of this massive water purification vessel. This was on Tuesday, to 644,000-pound, 255-feet-long vessel. It was on its way to Montana. The tribe opposes this delivery based on things like treaty-reserved resources, federally protected historical and cultural resources, and landmarks. And 19 people were arrested, and they were out for most of the night trying to block this. It did eventually go through. But they made a statement. And again, I mean, I found this in the Native American media.
Which, that's the only place you find it, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you also, in your email, were talking about the two dreams. One is about the Dream 9. I think we've forgotten about that.
Yeah, this is an amazing story. I mean, especially because we're having this so-called immigration debate. These are undocumented youth who crossed into Mexico and then returned to the United States to make a statement. And this action began last month. Three undocumented members of the National Immigrant Youth Alliance flew to Mexico and then came back. They were arrested. Nine members, all nine, were recently released from an Arizona detention center after they were cleared to go before a judge to argue for asylum, which this is a small victory for them. But if the judge denies their bids, they could be sent back to Mexico. So they're basically saying, okay, we're desperate here. I mean, we're going to put our lives on the line and possibly be sent back to Mexico because we need comprehensive immigration bill, not a bill that would further militarize the border. And when the immigration bill is covered, the media tend to say it would beef up security at the border. They don't mention that this bill calls for $46 billion to be spent to further militarize the border. I mean, that's a lot of money. How is that money being spent? You should do a show on that, Mark.
I think I could do a show on each one of these things you're raising.
I know.
And but it's important for us to hear about these. We only have a couple minutes left in this segment, Rose, but let's look at I think if you want to go to the Dream Defenders, which is something else that I think that we're not covering in the national press.
Yes, so this is day 25 of the Dream Defenders protest outside of Governor Rick Scott's office in Tallahassee, Florida. This is a round-the-clock vigil. These are college students who have been standing, sitting, sleeping for 24 hours in front of his office. They said they're going to launch a massive voter registration drive to vote Scott out of office. They're also pushing for a special session to focus on Florida's Stand Your Ground law, racial profiling, and zero tolerance school policies. Now, can you imagine, Mark, if the Tea Party were anywhere for 24 straight days, 24/7, we all would have heard about it by now.
Exactly. It would have been all over the press. We don't hear this, which is why this segment that we're doing with Rose Aguilar is so important for all of us to hear in this region and on the internet, to know that we're not alone in the struggles for social justice and a better country. And a better America. And Rose Aguilar is going to be with us every week to do this. This week, 10 minutes. Maybe next week longer. Who knows, if we're lucky.
Yeah. Well, one more just quickly, Mark. Mm-hmm. Just 1 minute. So ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, that basically writes legislation for massive corporations, and then Republican governors across the country introduce these bills and quickly get them passed. They are marking their 40-year anniversary at the Hilton in Chicago. And so far, 16 people have been arrested. There's video that just came out last night showing police charging into these protesters. And your listeners, I'm sure you've done shows about this, but according to the Center for Media and Democracy, 466 ALEC bills have been introduced by state legislators so far this year, affecting everything from the right to organize, gun laws, privatizing education. Once these bills are passed, they just fly across the country, because massive corporations are behind these bills and Republican governors introduce them. So this one is really worth watching, and I don't think this is going to get much media attention.
We will watch that and more. Rose Aguilar, who's host of Your Call Radio on a KALW in San Francisco, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to turn now to Riku Zen and her work on the racist mind.
Love will never end, and like the river finds the sea.